This recording begins with the current version of the shir, continues on with a quick review of the shir, and then moves on to the last cycle of the Daf Yomi for the previous version of the shir, which of course has different people involved, a different ambience. You may want to hear both of them and use the second one as a chazar. You may actually prefer the previous cycle to this one's. We're holding in Masechet Avodah Zarah, and we're on Daf Samach Tet. My gosh, soon going to be finished this Masechet. Frightening. And the last thing that we learned was the question of the mouse that had now parachuted down into this landing, and very unfortunately into a big barrel of beer. And so the question over there was, we weren't sure whether Rav holds notin tam of gamiz mutter, whether he holds the notin tam of an achbar b'shichra. It's not a bad additional ingredient. Maybe it could get to be the Sheva. In any event, today the Gemara wants to go on and question what the din would be if the mouse that roared would have landed in vinegar. So you boil it. Nafalego chalamai. What would be the din if it fell into vinegar? Now, there's two basic approaches in the Rishonim about this. Rashi seems to be learning, this is where the Marsha understands Rashi, that maybe this is all going, this on the tzad that Rav holds it, this is considered to be noten tam l'shevach. Is it also in vinegar considered to be noten tam l'shevach? Or because the vinegar is so powerful, it doesn't really give a noticeable time into vinegar. Tosfos and many other Rishonim are just the opposite. And even if you hold it, would be noten tam lifgam in shechar, that's because shechar is something that is delicately formed, so tam maybe would be not so good. But when it comes to the challah, remember that we saw earlier with the famous Gemara about the chiltit, when you cut through with an old knife, you cut through this very sharp resin seed. So over there, we say that the very fact that it's so sharp, it takes the time and it's machzer it to tova, which is, of course, a phenomenon that we end up asking la halacha. We're very machzer on, because even though some say it's after chiltit, but we're machzer even on things like onions and so on, if together with duchet de sakin, we would ask it. But it certainly brings out the general yesod, says Osris, that things that are sharper could be maybe machzer at time that initially wouldn't be considered to be l'toiva. Of course, that word machzer has only been a gear of the kalim. But in this case, it would make it even better. So maybe even though we wouldn't paskin like Rav by the shechar, we would have paskin that it's also by the challah, by the vinegar. Okay, two approaches, and it's also nagia how we learn the Gemara that follows these approaches. But iboilo. See, we're now in the last two words of Amud Beit. Nafalego chalamai. So what would it have been if the mouse had fallen into a bottle or a barrel of vinegar? Omale Ravila Ravashi, I could tell you that I know of an actual case like that. Avi Uvda Beirav Kahana, and Rav Kahana asked the vinegar. Omale, that was a very special case. That case. In that case, I hear there's three basic words, a lot of different shittas in this. Anything that has to do with the overall dinim of kashrut, because it's a negel halach, there's many different approaches. Rashi learns, imratit means that the mouse had been lying in there for a long time and had actually fallen into pieces. Basically, it was almost liquefied. And therefore, we're chayish, so you're going to eat a piece of mouse. And the question over here is, even though if you're telling me it's imratute, so then there's no shear that you could be usher to eat a mouse. But a mouse is a sheretz, and it's usher bekadasha ketumasoi. That's what Rashi tainus. That itself is, many people say, is outrageous. Doesn't apply in this case. But fine, that's Rashi's word. Others learn imratute, imratat. The usual word for that, translation of that, is that it was walked off. Hair was walked. What does that have to do? Imratute, imratat. So they learn that the idea of here, imratute, imratat, means that it's been here so long that its hair fell off. And since it's been in there so long, so because of that it would be a no same time. But normally some, if it fell in for the normal shear, which would be challah, is pickling. So it wouldn't be osir. But this was a unique case, and that's why he asked it. Those are the early approach. Now, in general, Ravina Sarah Vashuri bin Meyavichat. Being as we can't be Eimed now, but we're going to taste it. We can't be Eimed on the town. So he held, look, I don't know whether this is, you know, very, very strong taste. But I know that the thing that we're most makbid on is Truma. So Truma is 1 to 100. So we'll be Meshire on 1 to 100. On a low garami Truma, is that going to be more harm than Truma? D'tan truma ola be'echad u'meya. It tells us, points out this, it's so arbitrary. First of all, v'asa b'sruma, I mean, why not? Orla b'klei ha'kerem is 1 in 200. And furthermore, even by truma, the din of echad u'meya is not a din in lach b'lach. So this is actually the issue over here. There's no longer any solid here. By truma, the din in a solid is also shishim. The only time we say echad u'meya is where there's pieces of truma. In the case of yavesh b'yavesh, where you have a mixture with the pieces. So this whole thing seems to be sort of like picked out of a hat. Omar Leiref Tachlifa Bar Giza Ravina, which is essentially included in what Tachlifa Bar Giza says. You're saying, like Truma, Echa B'meah, and if it were Tavlin Shel Truma B'Kedera, and then it's never Batel, you want to go, I want to go all the way. So Dilma Ketavlin Shel Truma B'Kedera Domi V'lo Batel Tamayer. No, you don't know. Now, this sounds more like the Rishonim argue with Rashi, saying it may be so strong that the Rashi is learning that it would be Mevatel the taste completely, because it's Challah. So the other Rishonim are learning that because of the chozek of the vinegar, now it makes it a better taste. It makes more sense. But again, since we're experimenting, you're telling me you're taking a shir bi'alma. So how do you know which shir bi'alma to take? Rav Achai shir b'chalah b'chamishin. Said, when we're talking about a case of challah, says 1 out of 50. So we measure the other way.
What does it mean that we measure how much?
We measure the volume of what fell in towards what's in there. There's actually a machlokas in chulin. It's not really fair to say it. It's a machlokas in chulin whether in these cases we measure the assessed amount of how much of the issue that's absorbed would have actually gone out. In other words, if we remove the mouse, or if we take it out of the kli of Isser. I mean, obviously it didn't absorb the full mouse. The mouse is here. So what percentage of the taste could possibly have been absorbed? That's the question. Same thing would be true. How much would be the contents that could have been absorbed by the sides of the pot? So lemais halacha lemais, we end up being mishayer kineged the entire thing because we don't really have a way to judge that kind of thing. But there's some utaina that that's dafka by a case of the pot, not by a case of an actual item that falls in. But that's again, these are like very complex halachas. So I shouldn't just throw it off and say that it means kineged the mouse. Rav Shmuel Bered Ravika, he had a case of shichra. When it came to the judging it as opposed to challah, he was semech anecha b'shisa. And the truth is, yilchata idibidi b'shitin v'chein kol yisurin shebetorah. We do not distinguish in specific cases, unless it's extreme, that something is tavlin, something, or something is marzer tam l'shevach. In normal cases, we have a standard set amount, which we assume that echa b'shishim is considered to be enough to be mevatel tam. And we do that even where we can never be emet on the tam. That becomes now the basis of being b'mino as well, would be b'shisha, except in the rare cases, where we aser, like by Yayin Esef, where we aser the mashu, we said before, or something like tevel, where over there it's yesh lo matirin, so there's ways to get out of the problem, so they're not going to be matir b'shisha. But generally speaking, in all Yisurim, other than Trumak, Layaker, Orla, Avodah Zarah, and Chometz Pesach, would be semechan.
That's exactly
what we're doing. Wow. So now, till now we've been talking about the issue of what creates the Yayin Esef, what chelik of the Yayin Esef is Aser B'Shtia, which type is Mutter Ba'ano, which type is Aser Ba'ano, and furthermore, what's considered to be a sign that you can rely on that it's kosher. Now, we never really got to the point where we're going to discuss what is the shear in which a guy is left alone with wine that would have allowed us or make us chayshish that he would know. Yeah, now we get onto that closing sugya here. So an Ovid Kachovim who was working with a Jew, some take out the word with a Jew because here talks about even the case where the Jew isn't really present at that moment. But the general sense of Im Yisrael means he hired him and he has been going along with him in a caravan. So he's moving kadayayim imakom l'makom. See my yabach eskata mishta. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. So if we can assume the guy is thinking that he's being warned, so then it's mutter. But if he told him, okay, I'll be back in a day or whatever it is, then the shear would be, if he's away long enough, kidei, she yishtom, he told me to make a little hole in the opening of in the top of the barrel, the yishtom, and then he could seal that up. Remember, the barrels used to be sealed with a plaster. So it would be sealed up with a mixture of something like our plaster, sometimes with it covered with seed, lime, as we'll see, there's an afkamina la alacha. But so what is enough? enough for us to be chayav. She said, maybe he'll drill a thin hole in it, and he'll suck out the wine, because if he did so, the wine would be moving, that would have a din of maga. And he would then seal out the wine, yisom, and it would have enough time to dry, so then it would look to us, at least without a close examination, as if it was untouched. So then it would be us. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, that's not us, because you would detect that kind of thing. What would be us is only if he was away long enough. It would need enough time for him to actually open up the entire barrel and then reseal it so that you wouldn't see a small hole that would clearly be a different color against the rest of it. But how would he not see that the guy had drilled a hole in it? So too, if somebody is transporting wine in a truck or in a boat, and a halachlo bekapandria, he takes a shortcut. This guy needs to stay on the back road. There's no trucks over 50 tons or whatever. They're not allowed. So meanwhile, the Jew shoots along with his sports car. He goes into town, and he goes into the spa, and the klesabina, for a chatz. Meanwhile, the truck is still on the road, and he comes back. That's okay. But if he tells him I'm going to be away, then we got problems. So there too, the shear is kadesha yishtom, it drills a hole, yishtom, seal up to all the yigov, and it dries. And there too, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, the shear is to open up the entire barrel, reseal it, yigov, vitigov, and then it'll dry. Then you won't notice the difference. There's nothing to examine the hole again. So Gemara is going to ask us, well, it's the same din. Why do we need to have the other case? Not only that, we're going to do it three times. You got a guy working in your store, which has wine in it. So then the storekeeper, afo pishiyotze, v'nichnas, mutar. Not feed it the whole time. Imo diyoshu maflig. If he tells him that he's going to be away, and he's away long enough, kideshi yishtom v'yishtom yigov, it would be awesome. Was Rav Shimon Gamliel lomer, no, kideshi yiftakat achavit, v'yigov v'tigov. Third case. The fourth case, where all of a sudden, for some reason, we no longer mention the shear of the Chachamim, we only mention the shear of Shimon Gamliel, is that Hayah Ochelim Al HaShulchan. If now you've been eating together on a table, and the Jew walks off leaving Leginim Al HaShulchan, and lagin ala dulbaki. So you have these pouring karaf you have on the table. On the dulbaki, which is a little serving table, you got a pitcher. Both cases are open, and you go away for a moment. So then, if he's in yichov yatsa, mash ala shulchan is asur. Because, I mean, the guy assumes he's been invited to eat. He doesn't have to hesitate to pick up the pitcher and to pour the wine. So he's not going to feel, he may come back and find me with the wine. What would be wrong with that? But ala dulbaki mutar, because it would be extremely impolite to go over the serving table, take stuff off, then maybe it wasn't going to be served to you. So that's mutar, because he's going to walk in, and it'll be a horrific social blunder to do such a thing. The imo marlo, but if the Jew says, make yourself at home, have your mosaic v'shoter, drink. So then even ala dulbaki is also, because, I mean, he takes that as saying you can go to the fridge if necessary. No. How about if there were chavuyot, there were barrels in the house. So there too, if he told them, make yourself at home, if they're petuchot, then the barrels are also. If they're stumot, then they're mutar, unless he was left alone long enough, kadesh yiftach, v'yigov, v'tigov. Now, over here, it doesn't say to drill a hole. So apparently, this is a mishnah that starts off with a machloket and ends up with a sam. So machloket v'chakach sam seems to be saying that sam is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Anyway, getting back to the words of the mishnah that are left very vague, saying, if it was b'cheskat mishtamer, what would be a shear that is called cheskat mishtamer? Get a tanya. We have a similar case. Case would be where somebody wants a hechsher, but this time the hechsher is that it's b'tahara. So it's not only kosher, it's also pure for oichel, chul, and b'tahara people. So he is trying to do things b'hechsher. And now he's got his truckers and his workers. Now later on the Gemara is going to say that obviously he had seen to it that all of these guys were tohar, he put them in the mikveh himself, and everybody's kosher. So their maga itself, the fact that they're carrying the wine, that doesn't make a problem. Or not wine in this case, tyrus. We're comparing it to the case of the guy in the wine, would be the equivalent case of the Jew carrying the tigress. So there are Philly Fleegman, Yotermi, he could be even more than a kilometer away. But they have no idea when he's coming back. So then, Taharot, Taftorot. If he tells them, however, Lachu, you drive ahead, I'll be coming along after a while. Mani Bakrahem. So then, the moment that they see he's no longer in sight, so he didn't say, I'm coming after you. The way the Gemara is going to end up explaining it is that if he didn't say, I'm coming after you, then they could be chayish, he's taking a shortcut across the mountain. Maybe he's up on a ridge looking down at them. So they never know when he'll show up with a pair of binoculars. So already then, they're not going to touch anything. Gemara, of course, is going to ask, and if they would touch something anyway that touches it, will be the problem. Fine. That we'll discuss. But if he says, I'm going to be coming along later, they take that to mean on this road, I'll do some shopping, I'll be catching up with you. So then if they see that he's no longer in sight, they have nothing to worry about. So then the moment that he's out of sight, he's out of mind. And given Shinit Almai, no mayhem taro tough to mayo. Now, Lamaisa, I mean, what is really the difference? Since he's far away, they see he's not looking, why are they worried? So, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. Well, says Rabbi Yitzchak, the Resha is talking about where all of his workers are taught. Which, of course, doesn't explain anything, because the Gemara is going to bounce back and forth to try to find an akuda that's important. So this is what we're talking clearly about, a case where, if you're asking, aren't they touching it anyway? So isn't it going to be, I assume that's what you're asking. How could it be Tahar in the Resha? Well, he made them all Tahar. If we made them all tar, then what are we worried about? So that even in the Sefer, what does he have to worry about? No, you're right. He doesn't have to worry about Maga of his workers. But since Ein Am Aretz Makpida Magach Haveiro, so these guys are going to let their friends come along and touch the Tyrus and so on. They're not like aware of the whole issue of Tuma V'Tyra. Come on, he's just a nice guy. I mean, I get it. So then that's true about the Resha also. It's in Resha Nami Nemoch. Omar Rava, it's talking about over here in the Resha where he might be able to take a shortcut over at the top, and he's Bebola him Derech HaKalaton, and they have no idea when he's going to show up. So because of that, they know that the guy's a weirdo, listen to me, don't get near the stuff. If he comes and finds you next day, we're going to be out of a job. Okay, so they're not. So in the Sefer also, how do they know that he's not going to take a shortcut? I mean, we don't seem to be coming to the issue over here. So Yachi Sefer Nami. Now, the point of the Sefer is, given the Omer Lam Lechu, Vani Bach Rechem. So then they figure what he means is, I'm going to be driving along the same highway when I complete my shopping. So they know it's going to, wait, it's going to take them at least 15 minutes. So for the next, 15 minutes after friends come along, make a little kumsitz, what do you think they're doing working? So by at that point, everybody's touching the tires being matani. So then, somehow that time, the same issue would be true in our case. Okay, but I mean, what do we need all these cases for? You have the cases with Miniach Ovikokavim, Bechanuto, Miniach Yeno Bekaron, Besfina, or this case where they were going all together. It's all the same case. No, it's not really all the same case. Because let's say we would have said that opening case of the Ovikokavim, so where they're the Mavir, in other words, where they're working together on the road. So over there, I would say, over there, he's in the open. As opposed to the case where he's carrying something in a truck, or he's carrying something in his svina. So in the Karon or Besvina, the moment the Jew goes away, do we know that he didn't drive the truck off to some side road? Do whatever he wants without anybody being involved. He figures out, okay, if the Jew comes back, I'll tell him I drove ahead, you know? So we don't know, or maybe he was maflik with the svina. Avid Maidabai did whatever he wants, then comes back and figures, well, he'll never find me doing anything. The most that he would find me is that I'm not here. That's not the same thing. I tell him, I needed to find a bathroom. What's your business? So Kamash Balan, that unless we actually saw him do that, we don't have to be harsh. Now let's say it even would have said that case. That's because we should That's the case where he's worried that since I don't know where this Jew is, talking about the Sfina, maybe he'll be on the other side of the river, as far as I know. I mean, wherever I go, he might be coming Derech HaKalato. So maybe he'll see me. But I know the guy's in this store. So you're saying he's in the store, he's gonna be a nervous wreck that he's gonna walk in at any moment. He'll close the door. So close the door, and if the guy comes, he'll hear him turning the key. So, you're right, it'll look suspicious, but he'll say, I had to go to the bathroom for a moment, didn't want anybody to come into the store. So I would think maybe we really have to be chayshish, even though we didn't see that happen. Maybe he locked the door for a moment. And he's not worried about the guy coming back because he's got a 10-second warning when he hears he in the door to put the barrel back. And Ovid called the boy. So Mashma would never chayish for these kind of behaviors, and therefore, even in that case. So it's each one adds a chiddush to the other. Omer Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan. Look, this whole machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim about whether we need to be concerned that the guy drilled a hole through the top and then sealed it, and then there was enough time for it to dry, to which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, ah, come on, I mean, you'd see that. That is only where they use lime. So it's, if you use lime, so then in Achinami, it would be possible to hide it, because you'd paint over it like a new lime, it's all white, you're going to seal it with white, and it'll match. But if you're using now, what's the word again? Plaster. So plaster, when it starts to dry, it's always dark. Even as it dries, it takes 2 or 3 days until it actually turns completely dry. And you can take a look. Anybody that's done a job on plaster, they're convinced that it's never going to look same. It takes a very long time. Schwachtel dries quickly, but plaster, if it's a big hole, so that Schwachtel is more uses a lot of lime in it. So in Achinami, that dries quickly, and then maybe that you wouldn't find. But Shtit, everybody agrees that, of course, you would be able to see that. There's going to be a dark spot, and then what? Certainly he's not going to wait a full day till he comes back. So over there, that for sure everybody would agree with the Rosh Hashanah Gamaliel, Kadesh Yiftach V'Yigov V'Yigov. It would have to be enough time to open up the whole top, rebuild a top, and then let it dry, because otherwise you'd see the difference comparing the place where the hole was with the rest of the top. That's not true. Look what it says here. Shimon Gamliel tells the Chachamim, how could you possibly say such a thing that we would be chayish that the goy drilled a hole in it? V'halo, is it not true that shittumo would be nitar? That's the bachskir. So when I say either word makes sense, shittumo or situmo, because what you sealed it up with is going to be evident, or the fact that you made a hole is going to be evident. Whether you're looking from the top or whether you're looking from the bottom not doesn't mean the bottom of the barrel. The bottom means after you peel off the top to open the barrel, a week from now, you'll open it up and then you'll see on the other side. Well, obviously you couldn't smooth it down, so you'll see a place where somebody had jammed in a bunch of, I forgot the word again. Plaster, is that the word it is? What is wrong with this? You know, what it is? There's not another word that starts with a C. Cement. It's amazing. I cannot remember that word. So somebody stuffed plaster into it, and they'll see on the other side that it's not even there. There it'll be obvious. So whether from the top, you'll see the difference in the color, or from underneath, you'll see the difference in the consistency of the finish. How could you think that the guy is going to risk that? So, I mean, doesn't that mean that obviously what you just said is wrong? That you'd be arguing on even in that case? So, I mean, let me ask you something. If you're going to learn Iyamet Bishlama that they're arguing about teeth, not about the line. So then it would make sense what he's saying to Chachomi. That in the end, Situmon Nikar, Ben Milamala, Ben Milamata, whether you look at it from the top and you see the difference of the color, you look at it from the underside and you see the difference of the consistency. But if you're claiming that the whole issue is Bishal Zid, okay, I understand, even Bishal Zid, after you take off the top, so then it'll be Nikar. So that would have made sense. Reb Shimon Gamliel would have said, even if it's true that you can't be marked from the top of the lid, but when you take off the lid, you'll still be able to see. That would be the right thing for him to have said, but he didn't say that. He said you'd be able to tell either from the top or from the bottom, and besid, you would not be able to tell from the top. So bishleim lamata, fine, would be idea. But lamala, the way you're claiming, haloyadia, which it makes it apparent that the machloket is actually even bishaltit. Says Rabba, though, that Rabba Barbachana, that's not the case. The reason Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that is because he's not quite sure how far the Chachamim were willing to go. That's all. It was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de lo yoda mai kamin rabban. He did not know how far that they would take their sheep. So therefore, he's telling to them, look, I don't know what you're saying. If you're saying that we're chayish, even for a guy closing up a hole with plaster, so then, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you can see it even from the top, certainly from the bottom. So there's Situmonikar, Beimilamata, Beimilamata. And even if you're only arguing about closing it up with shpachel, you'll be able to make it look the same color very quickly. What happens when somebody opens up the lid and looks at it from the bottom. See, Bishal Sidka Amrata, fine, all you've addressed is Lamala. Lamala la Yadia. But certainly from the underside of the lid, it would be detectable. Lamata Mia Yadia. So what would be the Rabbanan's response to that? So, according to the way I understand it, it says now, I mean, we're claiming we're Biokhan and Chita, but it says Rabba Barbakana, that the Rabbanan would Taina, if you wouldn't recognize it from the upper side, then it's not enough to worry about the guy who's going to do this, that it would be nicker from the underside of the lid. Because since Lamala lo yadia, why would he check? I mean, it's like he's not suspicious. Like, who examines the lid? Pry off the lid, he'd throw it in the garbage. So therefore, if it's lo yadia, lo masik adaiti diapir. Because he like, it never occurs to him that he should be checking the consistency of the finish of the underlid. I mean, you open up a can of tuna fish, you look at the other side, you throw it out. That's exactly the same thing over here. And, or, if that's not the question, I mean, what, you tell me necessarily it has to be, remember, we're talking about Shpachim, we're talking about Shpachim. It's not as if the underside of the lid was finished so beautifully anyway. So, maybe it wouldn't be so noticeable, then what? See, maybe it wouldn't be it. Sometimes it works out that even on the other side, Zimnin Decholim, maybe it looks the same. Omar, Rava, look, you see from the Mishnah that Allah is like Rishim and Gamliel. Because the fourth case of the Mishnah is not consistent with the earlier three cases. The earlier three cases, we were talking about either the possibility that he made a little hole, which is a Chachamim, or the possibility that he had enough time to take off the top and rebuild. And in the last case, it doesn't even mention the possibility of the hole. It only talks about taking off the whole top. So obviously, it's a Machlok and a Chachachachachachachachachachachach. So therefore, I say Allah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's a much longer time you have to worry about, because Hov, it's non stama kavate. The last part of the Mishnah is stam like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not. Hayao chelima ala shulchan, viniach lagin ala shulchan, lagin ala dulbeki, viniach, now, he leaves him alone, and this is what it means, and this is niach, viyatza, mashal ala shulchan asur, mashal ala dulbeki mutar, all of that, of course, is not negea our issue, ima malo, havi mazog, vishoteh, then, afshal ala dulbeki asur, and here's the part that's important to me, chaviyot betuchot asurot stumot mutarot, and it only gives one shear. So, and that's only Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why all of a sudden are we arguing the sheet of the Chachamim, ignoring the sheet of the Chachamim? Obviously because it's a stam Mishnah like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I need you to tell me this. I can't read the Mishnah myself. Pshita. And it's not so pshita, because if you read the Mishnah yourself, you might have thought that the entire last piece is the continuation of the opening words on Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, look, there's never a shear like that. And furthermore, even if you'd left him in the house and you told him, enjoy yourself, take whatever you want, it would also be the same shear. And it would be a very long time until he'd be able to open up the whole barrel and so on. So I don't understand this, Gemara. Halakha lemaisa, it's very strange, because the way I'm reading your halakha lemaisa, there should be no problem in shipping wine. And for some reason, everybody's got this whole issue with needing hashgacha and so on and so forth, because at the end is that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Dolo chayesh l'shituma. We're never afraid that a guy's going to drill a hole through it, okay? And furthermore, we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that we're not chayesh for ziyufa. So since we're not chayesh for ziyufa, and ziyufa, the reason we're not chayesh for ziyufa, we're not chayesh that a guy's going to fake a seal. I mean, unless you're in Muncie, but I'm saying in general, you know, if you're just leaving it with the goy, you're not going to fake a kosher seal on it. And this just becomes now a function of not what is the possible, but what is the probable, what makes it worthwhile for a guy to do. It's too much trouble. So once you're going to tell me that it's too much trouble, so now put two together. Put those two piskei halacha together. So what are you going to say? Well, it may be that he won't fake anything, but he could still drill a hole. No, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a hole will be nicker, either from the top or from the bottom, it will be nicker. He wouldn't do that. So that's not a problem. Okay, but even Rav Shimon Gamliel has made it, he could take the whole thing off and rebuild it. Nah, we paskin like Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer says the person doesn't go to that much trouble. So between these two piskei halachas, there's really no problem. So why is it that we make such a big deal of it? Just ship your barrels with a regular shipper. So my time alone between him to Chamer be out of a kechove. Why then are we mocked not to leave a barrel with a goy? Mishum shaycha. Now it's interesting that most have the girsa mishum sheba. And sheba, of course, is the modern word, it's the Arabic word, but it's become the Bathsheba is the faucet, the small faucet called Sheba. So and almost all have that word here. So the question is, what this is a pressure release valve, or it's a place in which if you open it, you can get the smell that we're talking before. It's like the batia. Some learn that the word Sheba comes from the word shoev, because you could stick a straw into it and pull some out. So Rashi learns, it's talking about over here, that even though he really wouldn't be able to get anything out of that except the smell, what is to prevent him from widening the holes? Because anyway, there's a hole there. So you drill a slight extra hole, which nobody's going to be knickered at. After a while, it just sort of gets filled with dirt anyway. They don't keep this thing open. And all barrels have them in order to be able to government guy to check it like we had before the undermolding. So over there, there is what to be chayish for. Okay, different descriptions of what this thing actually is. But the point is, if there is a way to legitimately taste the wine, so then we've got a problem. But we're going to see later on that we're not going to mechalek halakha l'maaseh between a double and a single. Security cameras good. That's the idea. That you never know. You may come and see me. That's okay. Yeah, a security camera makes things a lot easier. If there's a sense that they're actually going to look, a lot of security cameras, they don't really worry about. Yeah, in other words, you need to really be, especially today, where most guys are just getting enough to know $50 blinking phonies of a security camera. But if you walk in once and said, I noticed you were on the phone, okay, so then he knows somebody better be careful. Nafalgo chala mai, amale revila ravashi. Well, have you the Rav Kahana or us Rav Kahana? Amalei, that doesn't prove anything. That was a special case, whereas Imrituta Imritit, we're talking about in general. So Ravina Savalish Yurabimei of Echad in general, because it's like Truma. I don't know exactly how much, but I mean, even Truma, we're not going to be mocking more than Mei of Echad. That's not Truma, all of Echad Umeya. Amalei, if Tachlifo Bargiza Ravina, I said, well, you're just picking out of a hat like the most common thing you can come up with. If you want to talk about Truma, why not talk about Tavlin Shal Truma? If you say you don't know, so maybe it's Tavlin Shal Truma with Gedera Dami, which is never bought to. Rav Achoy was Meshire when it comes to Chala, 1 in 50. Rav Shmuel Bered Ravika was Meshire in Beer, 1 in 60. Now, this was all before we settled La Halacha. And the truth is, I mean, as Rashi points out, it's not ever paskened that it's always this way and so on. It's Halacha Rovachat Bi Yisrael. This is the way it's come to be accepted as the normative psak. That where all of these cases where the Gemara says Bashishim is meant to be a universal Bashishim. Well, used to be that they used to be in Bashire, this thing and that. And in fact, the original, of course, was the Kapila Nufra, where you ask a goy to taste it, who's a professional chef, and he's therefore can't be Meshaker, because, you couldn't taste it? Boy, I wouldn't go to your restaurant. So then if he tells you that it's not a noticeable taste, then it's not a noticeable taste. Then gradually we needed to deal. We had to deal with the issue of our gezerah of min b'mina because of min b'shena mina. So there we can't ask a kapila nuvra, obviously, because it's not a noticeable taste. So it gradually developed that this became now what we're saying, that echad b'shishim is the norm for being mevatel taima. Wait a minute, aren't we doing Chazar now?
Yes.
Yeah. Why am I talking like this?
Because Rebbe wanted to make sure we understood.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
No. Right. Ovid Gokhovim Shaya Mavir Misraka the Ayim Makulamaka. Imoya Bekeskata Mishtamer Mutar. Imo the Yosha Maflig, then Kadeshi Ishtom vi Ishtom vi Yigov. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Kadeshi Yiftach at Achavit vi Yigov vitigov. Haminiach yeno bekarona besvina, valachba bekapandria, vnichlus medina. And it was even time for Achat. So it's mutar. Imo the Yosha Maflig, then it's Kadeshi Ishtom vi Ishtom vi Yigov, and Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Kadeshi Yiftach at Achavit vi Yigov vitigov. המניח רבי גורבים בחנות, אף על פי שיוצא ונכנס, מותר. ואם עוד יושע מפליג, then again, it's כדי שישתום ויסתום ויגוב, and רב שמעון אומר כדי שיפתח את החבית ויגוב ותיגוב. היה אוכל עם על השולחן, והניח לגינן על השולחן ולגינן על הדולדקי. והניחו ויצא, מה שעל השולחן אסור, מה שעל הדובק היא מותר, בר אם אמר לו, enjoy yourself, ונאבי מזוג ושוטה, so then, אף שעל הדובק היא אז אסור, not only that, but חוויות בטוחות או אסורות, סתומות מותרות, in a sheer of תש יפתח ויגו ותיגו. זה הכי דומי בחזקת המשתמר. כי לתניה, רשוי החמרה ופועליו תונים תארות, ואין אפילו יפליג מהם יותר ממיל, תארותיו תאורות, ואם אמר להם לכו ואני בא אחריכם, כיוון שנדע מה אינו מהם תארותיו תביעות, I understand. In the ratio, I mean, it would also be tummy. Aren't his workers tummy? Maishna ratio, maishna seifa. Omer, if it's a gracious talking about who's got a hechsheris, but tayar kamarav upa'alav lakav. Nu, so then seifa nami. Seifa, the problem is that ain't more it's makbet al maga chavera. Nu, so then the yachafil ratio nami. No, the point is, achi omar rova, it's talking about that he could be bala and derech hakalaton. No, seifa nami, can be bala and derech hakalaton. No, but kivan the omar lehem, the chuvani ba'achrechem. So then they assume he's not doing any shtick. He's coming on the same road. Samchadatayu. Haminiach avet kogavim b'chanuto. Or then before we had the Haminiach yeno b'karon. Well, what did he do? Same cases again and again. Because of it's richa. Ditan avet kogavim. That opening case of the being maver yeno. The summer dimahati b'chazilei. But if it's in a karon of his fina, I mean, he could always drive the truck away. Or he could be mafling his fina. Avid by the boy. And nobody would find him with the wine. It's not the same chashat. Vitana bekarona besvina. Even over there, he's concerned. Dilma ati burcha achrita v'kaya. Good, maybe he would see me wherever he was. What the heck is he doing there? But when it comes to avikar, avim b'chanuto. So maybe he closed the door. Avikar kovan the boy. Come ashmalon. Omer rabba barbachana rav yochanan machloket b'shal sid. Avu b'shal tit. Divri HaKol, Kedei Shiftach V'Yigov, V'Yigov. Meit Vei. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, L'Chachomim, Halo, Sitomo Nikar, whether it's from the top of the underside, Ben Milamata. See, Omer Bishlam, B'Shal Tit Machloket, that would be true. Hayne Yiktani, Sitomo Nikar, Ben Milamata, Ben Milamata, Ben Milamata. But if you're going to tell me they're only arguing, B'Shal Sid. Okay, B'Shal Milamata, fine. It's Yediya, because it's not smooth. But Lamala, it would be the same color, and Halo Yadia. If Shimon Gamliel, Yehuda Lo Yada, Maikam Rabbanan, Vach Kamalo. If you're going in so far as Bishaltit Kamrito, so then that's crazy. I mean, it's too monikar from the outside, from the underside. I mean, if you're talking about Bishaltit, okay, you've handled the fact that I wouldn't detect it in Lamala Lo Yadia. But Lamata Mi Yadia, Rabbanan, Kivan, Lamala Lo Yadia, you've basically have laid his suspicions. He's not going to look. So, and therefore, lo masika daita daapik v'chazila. Or, you know what? Sometimes it might even just work out. It's in the decholi. Omer rova alokar b'shem yom b'liyo, hov etzanan stomach avateid, etzanan, hayo ocheelim ala shulchan, iniyag lagin ala shulchan, leginim ala shulchan, we have lagin ala dulduki, iniyag, inichov, we have yatsa, mash ala shulchan asur, mash ala dulduki buta. V'im omar lo, so then, afshal adul b'ki asur, the chaviyot in the house, reptuchot asrot stumot mutarot, kidei shivtach v'igov v'tigov. That's only Rav Shimon Gamliel. So nupshita. Still, I'm telling you something. Is ma'ad etema kula is the closing words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Katanila, come ashmalan. So halacha l'maisa v'chimi acher the kaim l'kavos Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's not chayish for shituma. And we also pass kind of like Rabbi Eliezer, who's not chayish for ziyufa, which for all intents and purposes means he's not chayish, the guy's going to take a lot of trouble, and therefore includes the trouble of opening up the whole thing and resealing the whole thing and making it look like it was before. So then what is there to worry about? So my time alone between the Kham Rabbi Yadav et Kochavim, that's because of the Shaykha or because of the Shiva. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
So, gentlemen, we're holding in the Sechet Avodah Zarah, right on the bottom of the Samech Ches Amud Beis, when we got up to the last line. So, in fact, the last two words is where we got up to. Iboy Elohu. We raised a question, speaking about this poor mouse drowning in a barrel of beer. seems to be a metaphor for so many. What happens if the mouse had drowned in a container of vinegar? What would have been the din then? Because the question is, and there's two ways of looking at this. I mean, we generally have a yisod, something that is sharp, can improve the taste of something that is mixed with it, that even if normally it wouldn't be considered to be a tam, this would make it a tam that was mishubach. And on the other hand, we have the question of the vinegar being so strong that to make an impact on it, we might require more mouse than would be required in a beer. So what's the deal? Omle Rav Hillel Ravashi, Havi Uvda Be Rav Kahana, there actually was such a story in Rav Kahana's home. And Rav Kahana asserted drinking the vinegar at all. Omarle, so he said to him, I know that story. But that story was a case where Imritute Imritat. What happened over there is that the mouse actually decayed into little pieces, so that he wouldn't allow drinking the vinegar because he was chayshish that there would be a piece of mouse in it, not because of the taste of the mouse. My question was, what's the din legabe tam? Ravina savar l'sheure b'me'a v'chad. Ravina said, look, the maximum that we have in terms of bittul is 100 to 1. When you have truma that is mixed with other things, it's 100 to 1. Tosis points out that it's not really true, because, I mean, we have Orla and Kloyakarim, which is 200 to 1. Why didn't we compare it already to that? And Tosis says, because since over there it's a chumra, it's because of Yisurei Hana'ah, it didn't make sense to the Gemara to even raise the question that maybe this is a, we should compare it to that. But certainly the maximum that we have is Truma. By the way, the Stigmar Focus will show you whether Truma is 100 to 1. Even where it's min b'mino, and therefore you can taste it, or whether when it comes to min b'mino, it's no different than anything else. I mean, b'sheinu mino, I mean, I meant min b'sheinu mino when I said you could taste it. When it comes to min b'sheinu mino, where you can see whether the taste is there, the taste has always been on gear shishim, never 100. If it's 100, many Rishonim learn that that's only talking about in a case where it's min b'mino, and you can't be making a taima. There's no way to tell whether the grain is truma or it's non-truma. It tastes exactly the same. So over there, the Rabbanim were convey the shear of 100 to 1. But why would they change the shear b'nogeya tam? However, the Rambam says that it makes no difference whether it's min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. Now over here, obviously the mouse in vinegar is min b'sheinu mino, you could be making matam. It seems from this Gemara a very strong basis to the Rambam's approach. Because otherwise, I mean, what he's saying doesn't make sense at all, and Zitosis is bothered by this. I mean, just because we find a shear of 100 to 1, that has nothing to do with taste, that has to do with the chumah, truma, bitul. What does that have to do with the mouth? In the same way that we're not going to use the shear of Arla and Koyakarim, which is Tama chumah b'yama because of Yisrei Hanol wouldn't have applied, why would we apply the dinner truma if it's not Nogea taste, you see? So it definitely seems to be a smock to the Rambam. Omar Le Rav Tachlifa Bar Gizel Ravina. I mean, once you're comparing it already to truma, I mean, Dilma Ketavran Shal Truma B'Kedera Damidolo Batel Tamay, maybe we should look at it as spices. You're telling me that you want to take the maximum of shear of bitul. I suppose the truma would have been a spicy truma. The din over there is it doesn't go according to 100 to 1. It goes only according to the actual bitul of the spice. And that could be even 1,000 to 1. There's some spices that are very pungent. So, I mean, if our question was lemaisa, whether we're chorshish, but because of the vinegar, the taste of the mouse is embedded because of the sharpness of the vinegar, so I don't understand why it seems rather arbitrary to compare it to the Dafka 100 to 1. I mean, Rav Achoy Shir B'chala B'chamshin. Actually, Rav Achoy did just the opposite. He held that you don't even need the normal shear of shishim, and that it's enough 50 to 1, because the shear, the sharpness of the vinegar is such that it overrides the taste of the things that are in it. So you need less than the shear, not more than the shear. And Reb Shmuel, Bereder of Ika Shear B'Shichra B'Sheeting, when it came to beer, Shmuel was Mishayer 1 in 60. And Halacha of a Maisa V'Hilchata Idi V'Idi B'Sheetin V'Chein Ko Yisurim Shebetorah. Halacha L'Maisa, we don't distinguish between the taste in beer, a taste in vinegar. We don't look to the particular situation and circumstance. We always take the shear of Echad B'Shishim as being that which the Rabbonin answered, and anything above that is considered to be bottle.
Well, it would be impossible. You had to
have
a different shear.
Yeah. That's correct. Now, it's generally, we understand that those shitas that Paskin Tam Kikers Rabbonin in a case like this with us don't have mamoshes. So that the mamoshes is bottle. And the Rabbonin had a right to define a shear. It's not necessarily that we're saying that the Echad B'Shishim, that in every case it's going to be exactly the same, that you couldn't possibly detect it. That's the amount of Tam that we're asking, unless it's something that is specifically made for pungent taste, like tavlin, where over there we said, Enochinam, you need to taste it, get it going, you have to taste it, and so on, see whether it's there. But generally speaking, that's our shear. There's different ways of understanding it, but that certainly seems to be a possible approach. No, the mass we removed. We're not talking about the case of Imatuta Imatat. We don't have the mamoshes of the mass. We only have the tam of the mass that was there that had been absorbed because it was pickled in there, basically, by staying in there 24 hours. Stosfa said that was the case here. You say that as if it was no effort at all. I know, but that is amazing. It just came right out. Oved kochavim shehayam ma'avir liYisrael kadayayim mimakom lemakom. Suppose you have a goy who is working for a Jew in transporting wine. He's going from place to place. Im haya becheskat mishtamer. If the wine is considered to be under observation, we'll see what that means, right? It certainly is coming to tell me that even though the Jew is not actually watching the wine at this moment, but it's assumed by the goy that it's being on some level that's being watched, then it's mutter. We'll see exactly what that means. Im hodio shu maflig. If, however, the Jew who was in charge tells the goy, I'm going away for a while, then it's not becheskat mishtamer, and the shi'ur of distance, of time, that is required for it to become usher, at that point, is kidei sheyishtom v'yistom v'yigov. What we're concerned with, we're talking about wine that is sealed here in barrels. So the seal would usually prevent him from taking it, from being again in the yayin. If he had broken the sealed barrel, we would see it. So therefore, our only chashash is if there was enough time for the guy to drill a small hole in the cover, put in a straw or something, get some wine out, then there would also need to be enough time for him to seal that hole and for it to dry, so that it shouldn't be noticeable that this was done. So only if that much time passed would we have any basis for a chashash. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, kedei sheyiftach et hachavit v'yigof v'tigof. No, we're not koshish, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, for drilling a hole, because as we'll see, it's possible always to detect that, and the guy wouldn't risk it, because the area in which he seals will look different than the area around it. The only chashash that we would have is that he should open the entire barrel, take out wine, and then reseal it, the whole top, so that it all looks the same. That would, you'd require that amount of time to pass. Furthermore, in a similar case, Aminiyach Yeno Bekaronu Basvina, if he actually put his wine into a coach of a goy, or into a ship of a goy, V'halach Lo Bekapandria, now he takes a shortcut The barrels are going to have to go around the base of the mountain because there's no road going up the mountain. What he does is he climbs up, goes into a little kvar on the mountain where they have some public baths, and he can get himself a shower for a change off of the road, and he comes down on the other side to meet the guy on the other side. Even though he went ahead of Nichmas l'medina v'rachatz, he goes into the town and he has himself a nice time, it's still mutter, even though he wasn't there for a long time. But imo dioshu maflik, if he told him that he's going to be doing this, then again the shiur would be kadesh yishtom. This word yishtom is found in the Chumash when Bil'am calls himself Nu'um Hagever Shetum Ha'ayin, obviously trying to say that his eye is open and clear in how he sees life, as most people like Bil'am believe. They're very clear. We see things well. So Shetum actually means to go right through things. X-ray vision. Shetum would mean then to be able to drill a hole through the cover. So year two, according to Chachamim, the shear would be to get that hole through the yistom and then to seal it, you go and let it dry.
One day that
he
was either
of his Kaneno, I'm simply not understanding the words you're saying. Slowly.
That same word,
they
going to
the opposite meaning of that. No, they say, since he says Shetum Ha'ayin, the Mashmaut is it's only one eye that is Shetum. But the other eye is Satum.
Oh, I see. I see.
So we have the Shtima and the Stima, the ego. And here too, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Kidei sheyiftach et hachavit. No, we were only coaches for an opening of the entire top. The gof, and reseal the entire top, the tigov, and it should dry. By the way, I tried many times going yesterday. Many times. It was busy consistently.
No, right after this message.
But it went on and on and on, the message. I'm going to sit there and HaMeniach Oved Kochavim B'Chanut. If somebody has a store and leaves a goy in the store, Afal Pi Shiyotzei B'Nichnas, Muta, even though he's not in the store the whole time. He comes in, he goes out, but that's still considered to be sufficient of a shmirah. Vimo diyoshu maslik, but if he tells him, I'm on my way, then again the Tanakhama says the shiur is kidei, she yishtom, v'yishtom, v'yigov. Of course the Gemara is going to discuss what we need all these cases for. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rakadei, she yiftach et achavit, v'yigov, v'tigov. Again, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, you'd have to take the whole thing off and reseal it, so it shouldn't be noticeable. Haya ochel imo ala shulchan. Suppose you have a guest who's a goy, and you have wine on the table. Hiniach leginin ala shulchan. He's got these pitchers of wine open on the table. Uleginin ala dubiki. Now, they used to have this little switch many people still use, like in Boston, where they have a little serving table to the side of the table where they roll in the... Actually, at the time of the Romans, they didn't roll it in. It was a tripod that they opened. They put something on top. They would put the food, and then gradually the waiter would bring it from the serving table to the table. It was not the minhag of a guest to touch anything that was on the serving table. That would be absolutely that's the lowest of the low. So he has over here wine that's open on the table, and wine that's open on the dulbiki on the serving table. He walks out of the room. So, mash ala shulchan asur. Since the guest assumes he has a right to take whatever's on the table in front of him, so even though he didn't tell him that he was leaving, the guest doesn't feel in any way inhibited from touching the wine. It's meant for him, and he'll pour the wine. But he certainly is going to be very hesitant about going over the serving table, take something off of the serving table. I mean, that would be a violation, gross violation of any type of etiquette. And he would feel a fool if the Jew walks in and finds him on the serving table. He's not going to touch the serving table. However, so mashallah shor khana social dubati mitor. However, Yuma Marlo, Ave Mosaic Vishotet. Before he leaves, he says, take whatever you like of the wine, enjoy, I'll be back soon. So then that's already broadening the guest's feelings about what is meant for him. It's like we would say nowadays, feel free to go to the refrigerator, basically. Okay, so then already we do have to be choshesh that he's going to touch Avshal Adulbek, yes, in that case, even the serving table wine would be asur. And what's more, wine in the house, chaviyot tuchot asurot, if there were open barrels, then we'd have to worry that he would even go, you know, into the kitchen maybe and take something from the open barrel. Stumot, if the barrels, however, were sealed, they're mutarot, kideshi iftach v'yigof v'tigof. However, there too, and this seems to just be following the sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel, that the shiur would be to remove the cover and then to replace them. So in other words, even though he's not feeling particularly frightened, but nonetheless, I mean, there are limits. You know? So if he's going to take something, he wants it at least to look like he didn't take.
So what if you pour him a glass of wine and give it to him and
that's okay.
Go to the toilet and come back, and just drink your wine?
What's the question?
What's
the question? Which wine? Which wine are we talking about? The open wine that he left on the table?
Yeah,
that's the Mishnah says. It's Osir. Any open wine on the table, it's Osir. Yeah, because it just assumes that it's not Osir unless he left. If the Jew leaves, it becomes Osir.
This period of time that open, close, and we're talking about hours?
We'll see what we're talking about in the Gemara because it depends what material it's made out of. Says the Gemara, okay, the Mishnah opens up with the idea of cheskat hamishtamer without explaining what that means. There's an assumption that it's under observation. What does that shir imply? Echidami becheskat hamishtamer. Kiretanya. We have an interesting case where it's something similar. The idea is that most workers at the time were not makbid about hilchas tumah v'tayra. And yet somebody who was going to sell wine was very concerned that his wine should be tahor. Many people wouldn't buy it. And so he had the same problem with a Jewish worker that we have agave yayin with a goyish worker. Because if the person would touch the wine, he would be metame the wine. It's a different issue, but nonetheless, that person would have to have the same sense of fear that he's going to be observed as the goy, so we can use this as a model for what is considered to be assumed to be under observation. Because both the worker, whether he's a Jewish worker or a goyish worker, are going to have that same fear of discovery.
So the Jew would be for the neighbor?
Yeah, the Jew would be for, well, he's afraid that the guy's going to sue him for ruining his wine. So Harisha, you chamarav upu alav tu'unim ta'arot. He's got workers, and they're carrying things that are tahor. A few he fleed me and meal, Richard said. Even if he was a whole kilometer away from them, they went up from it. Taharotav, Tahorot, the assumption is that everything is Tahor. V'imamarlehem l'chuva nibach rechem. But the moment that he tells them, well, why don't you go ahead and I'll pick up with you later. Then kivanshinit almai nomien. The moment he's not able to see what happened, Taharotav teneot. Now this doesn't really make much sense because the Reisha said that they were holding the wine. The Chamarav u'Po'alav were to unin the Taharot. What's the difference if he sees them? I mean, we already know that they were touching the wine. I mean, so Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. I don't get it. Why is the first case all right? Amar of Yitzchak, excuse me, but you don't understand the case. Says Rav Yitzchak, you don't understand the case. The Reish is talking about a case where he was mitaher chamarav u'po'alav l'kach. This entire thing was being done under hashgacha, and therefore under the hashgacha, the mashgiach would see to it that all of the Jewish workers went to the mikveh and that they were properly tahor, and there was no problem of their touching the wine. So he says, well, if there's no problem of their touching the wine, what's the last case? I mean, so what are you saying? And if they knew that he wasn't going to be watching, I mean, so they're tahor. So Yochi Sefer Nami, now there's a big difference. Because in Am Haaretz Makpid Amagach HaVeiro, the point over here is that in the case where he said, you go ahead, if a friend comes along and says, hey Joe, what you carrying over? Let me give you a hand. Fine. fine, thank you very much. And he gives it over to his friend who was not the Mashgiach that not him type. So then I understand. So then I feel the Reishon Ami. I mean, you're telling me the guy was a kilometer away. So why aren't we choshish over there that he met a friend that you didn't see? Oh, Hoki Amar Rava Bebolem Derech HaKalaton. The problem over there was that he has no way of knowing whether the Baal HaBayit may be going, as we saw the case of our Mishnah, may be cutting across and come around the bend, and all of a sudden, before he knows it, this Baal HaBayit is in front of him. And he's going to see, and he's worried, doesn't want to be caught at letting a friend come near. He knows that they were, that the Mashgichim were very mafkid. So then, I understand, how does he know in the last case, just because he doesn't see the Baal HaBayit, how does he know that the Baal HaBayit isn't going to suddenly appear coming out of a shortcut? Ah, because Kivan Amar Lehem Lechu Ani Avoach Rechem, since he says to them, you guys go ahead, I will come later. So then he assumes that the guy's not playing games with him, and some Chadatai, he relies on that. And so if his friend comes and says, let me give you a hand or so on, he'll accept it in that case. But in the first case, he doesn't know what's going on. All he knows is he doesn't see the owner anymore. And he doesn't know where the owner went. Maybe the owner's going ahead. So there he's afraid. And that's the difference. So this is the case just the same by the goy, because it's all a function of the person's psychology and the extent to which he's mirtat, to which he's frightened of being discovered doing something that he can get into trouble for.
Down the line, the whole principle seems to be Yotzei v'Nichnas. Without
telling the... Exactly. It's basically the concept of Yotzei v'Nichnas, just like by Chanut. As long as it's possible for me to suddenly show up, he's going to be worried. Or if we have a videotape or whatever, he's going to be frightened. Now, Haminiach, so we have now three cases, basically. Haminiach Yeno Bekaron, or Besvina, or Haminiach Ovechokot Mibachanuto. And says, all of these cases we need. We need the three cases because let's say Itana Ovikakazim. The Sava Dioma Ati Vakazile. I understand that the initial case with the guy is working with him and has no opportunity really to be in private. So over there he's afraid. The guy could come at any minute, see him from the top of the hill or whatever. I mean he's in the open. But how about a case where the guy is inside a karon? He's a stagecoach driver. Or a svina, he's got a boat. And he is transporting for him. So, I mean, he always has the option, doesn't he, of the moment the Jew disappears, he could take the boat out for a little ride. Takes the boat out for a ride, and while he's out there, he can do whatever he wants. The Jew's never going to know the difference. And then he'll bring the boat back. So maybe over there we should be afraid. Maybe he'll take his boat out for a ride, do whatever he wants, and come back. Kamashvan, that itself he's afraid to do. The Itana Bekarana Besvina. On the other hand, let's say it would have said even that case, but it wouldn't have said the last case about the Chanut. That could be because he says, well, I'm going to take the boat out. And suppose he sees that the boat is out in the water, he goes up to the top of the mountain, and he comes out on the other side. He'll notice that the boat is out. That's going to look awfully suspicious to him. Why did I take the boat out? So that I'm afraid of. But where he's a worker in the store, over there, I mean, he's supposed to be there, right? So maybe he would go and he'll close the door, lock the door, do what he wants. And, I mean, just because the guy's going to come in the mountain, how's he going to know what's going on in the stores? I don't know. So over there, him actually lives above, and maybe he'll lock the door, do whatever he wants with the wine. Kamashvan, therefore, comes to tell him that even in that case, he doesn't know whether the guy's going to come back, find the door locked, and it's going to look very suspicious. So, Mamela, even that's mutter. Omer Rabba Barbachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Machloket Bishel Sid, Abba Bishel Tit, Tivriakoket Eshiyiftach, Vigov, Vigov. This Machloket is between the Tanakama, who says that we're choshish for drilling a small hole. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, we're only choshish if there's enough time to replace the entire top. This machlokas is only talking about where the ceiling was done with lime. Because lime is like spachtel. And in spachtel, it dries in a half an hour, it looks white completely. There's no way to know that you spachtel something over. unless, of course, the rest was painted. I'm thinking, assuming that the entire wall is essentially a lime-coated wall, you're not going to tell the difference with Spacht. On the other hand, if you're using plaster, the plaster goes on dark. And even when it dries, it takes a couple of days until it loses that black look to it. So that, I mean, over there everybody would know that if it's petit, there's no way to make a hole that's going to dry and not be noticeable. It certainly will be noticeable. So there everybody would agree that you'd have to replace the entire tub. They say, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel HaChachamim, we ask against Rabbi Yochanan and Shita here, from the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to the Chachamim and the Braisa, and he says to them, how could you be afraid that he's going to make, drill a hole in the top? V'halo, is it not true? Isn't it obvious that this hole had been made and sealed, whether you look at it from the top, or whether when you take off the top, you look at it from the bottom? You can clearly see from the top, you can see, even if you try smoothing it down, you can see that it's a different color. And from the bottom, I mean, obviously, since you never picked up the cover, anybody who picks up the cover and looks underneath is going to see, what in the world? Why is there this gook sticking out from the bottom? So he's going to notice that someone had made a hole in it. So therefore, the guy's not going to rely on that. He knows you're going to figure out what happened.
Of course, he replaces the hole.
No, Reb Shimon Gamliel says that. So he says to Chachamim, how could you not hold that he replaces the hole? Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. Now, fine, we understand the taina, but the problem is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we're dealing with lime, how does he say, well, you could see it from top or bottom? I mean, from the bottom you could see it, but you can't see it from the top. I thought that was the whole point. So why is he saying from the top and bottom? Mashma, that Reb Shimon Gamliel knew that the Chachamim were arguing on him, even where it wasn't lime, even where it was teat, which is against what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because if they're only arguing with lime, he should have said, well, won't he notice when he picks it up? But he shouldn't have said, you can tell just by looking at the top that it was drilled. You can't if it's lime. No, no. If you do a good job on Spachtel, it looks fine. So if you're going to tell me, that indeed they were arguing in the case that Rabbi Yochanan denies they're arguing in, they were arguing in the case of sealing it with plaster. Huh? So then it makes sense for Shimon Gamliel to say, gee, I mean, anybody could see that. I know, Dixani, Stumon Nikar, Bein Milamala, Bein Milamala. Now, if you're telling me, as Rabbi Yochanan claims, that the Chachamim would never have disagreed in a case of actual plaster, they only disagreed in the case where you were using Spachtel. So then, Bishlam Lamata, I understand that when you pick up the cover in the end, you will be able to see that there's a piece of messy material sticking through one place. But how could he say that you could see it from on top? You can't see it from on top. Elamala halo yadia. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was telling the Tanakhama absolutely that I know that this is what you hold. The truth of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wasn't sure how far the Chachamim wanted to go on this. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ludelo Yada Maikamar, but he wasn't sure whether they were talking about only lime or they were talking about even plaster. So what he was telling them is, look, I don't care what you hold. If you hold Bishel Tit, then it's outrageous, because then you can see it even from the outside. You just look at it and that's it. You know. See Bishel Tit Kamrito, Abstumunikar Bein Milamala Bein Milamata. If you're going to tell me, no, well, of course, we're not talking about that. We're talking about spachteling it. So then, fine. Let's say, you're right, that you can't see it from the top, and therefore the Jew doesn't suspect anything. But when he opens it up, and he pulls off the top, and he sets it aside, all of a sudden he sees on the bottom, oh my God, somebody drilled a hole through this. So he would know, lamata miyadia. How did Rabbanan explain this? It seems to be a chashash that's not reasonable. The Rabbanan say, well, given the milamala loyadia, obviously we're only talking about shvach. And the point is that since it doesn't look suspicious on top, The guy doesn't look at the thing from the bottom. Why would he look at it? He picks up the top and throws it out. And what's he looking? He's going to start examining it to see. Why would he examine it? If there were a mark on the top that aroused the suspicion, then he'll turn it over to see if something happened. But like this, why should he look it up? So lo masika daite de apik lechazilei. It doesn't even occur to him to turn it upside down and pay any attention to it. So mamela, on that the guy will rely that as long as he can't see it now, he's not going to check for it. Or, I'll tell you the truth, inami zinin dechalim. I mean, it's not absolutely certain that you're going to be able to see it from underneath, is it? I mean, sometimes you might be able to work it out that it's smooth. So the guy tries. He figures it'll be good enough. It's not going to be that knicker. It doesn't necessarily have to be a slob job. We put a whole gob of stuff through the top and sticking out on the bottom. Maybe he'll do it carefully. So it might not even be all that terribly noticeable from the bottom either. Well, my Rav Halok Rav says Rav Lamaisa, we only have to be choshish for a complete replacement and not for a whole. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because if you look at the Mishnah, the closing of the Mishnah only mentions Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Isn't that so? Because it says in the Mishnah, stomach avateh, it's not. The last case, the fourth case in the Mishnah, was if the Jew was eating together with him on the same table, the lagin ala shulchan, the lagin ala dulbiki, and he's got open containers now on the table and on the serving tray. V'niach v'yatza, mashallah shulchan asur, mashallah dulbiki mutar. Furthermore, ima marlo, if he tells him, oh, go right ahead and enjoy yourself, make yourself at home with the wine. Have a mosaic, it should say, it's a mistake here in the print. Have a mosaic v'shoteh. So then, afshallah dulbiki asur. How about the rest of the containers in the house? Chaviyot petuchot asurot stumot mutarot kedei sheyiftach v'yigov v'tigov. Well, I don't understand. How come all of a sudden the previous three cases the Tanakhama went ahead and said in each one of them sheyishtom v'yistom v'yigov, and now in the last case the doctor it says that he should be poteach the whole thing v'yigov and replace the whole top v'yistom. Now that's only working according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So apparently the point that the Mishnah is making is that even though initially we have a machlokas, the Tanakam, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we want you to know, the bottom line is, it's enough to rely on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If there wasn't enough time to redo the whole top, then you don't have to worry. Huh. So Pshita, so I know also how to read a Mishnah. But I need Rav to tell me that that's halacha. No, if you read the Mishnah, Ma'adatei Mekula Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Katanila, you might have thought the entire last piece of the Mishnah was a continuation of the previous words of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kedei, Sheyigov, and so on. Yigov. Furthermore, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Hayahok Shalimo Ala Shulchan, Ben Chaviyot Petuchot. Also, it's enough Kedei Sheyigov. But maybe the Tanakhama, this isn't the words of the Tanakhama, is only going on the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Kamash Balat. Therefore, comes along Rava to explain to you, don't think that's the meaning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not a continuation of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's a straightforward psak of the Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah. I'll leave it a sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but it was shonui by Reb. Now, we got a problem now. We have a serious problem now, because you're telling me on the one hand that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, paskining like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel means that we do not have a chashash that a guy is going to drill a hole in order to drink wine. Right? He's only going to replace the chitun, basically, the entire seal of the barrel. The problem is that we said earlier that the halakha is also like Rav Eliezer. And Rav Eliezer says that we're not chayish with ziyuf. Lot Kaishma Ziyuf means that wherever there's a lot of trouble that's involved, remember we had the whole question before, what do you need in order to ensure that a wine barrel that you had left by a guy is not awesome? So we said, basically, where we came out was, if you're going to be able to examine it and you can tell your own seal, one seal is enough. If you can't examine it yourself, then you need a chotam betoch chotam. We talked about what that is. But the idea was that we paskin over there. It gets to a point where too much trouble, it's just not worth it for him. He's not going to go to so much trouble to counterfeit something and get a little bit of wine. Come on. It's just not worth it. So the question of it, if that's how we paskin, then basically what we've just ended up paskin is that there's no problem of the avstam yena. Because we've said, as long as it's sealed, there's no question that the guy's going to be able to get in through a hole. That he's not going to do. To replace the whole seal is a lot of trouble, and we paskin and we don't worry about things that are a lot of trouble. So I don't understand. So why are we makban on this whole thing then? No, that he could replace with water.
So it would be worthwhile if he did half of that.
That may be true in cases where it's possible that he wouldn't be discovered. But that may not be now. I mean, there are restrictions like that. But it would have to be in a place where such a thing is possible. Obviously, it wouldn't be in any of these normal cases. I mean, he can't, doesn't have opportunities to replace things or exchange things. In the cases that we've been talking about, it would only if it's a long-term storage question. Then you'd have to recognize the barrel would be a different issue of Tviyat Ayin, Tviyat Ayin on the wine. So now, so if that's the case, these two piskei halachot lead me to question why ha'idna nowadays, my time alone must be in a kamer b'yadav de kochavim. Why do we not put our wine into the hands of goyim without all this hashgacha business and so on? I mean, it seems very straightforward. Says the Gemara, you're right. The only problem is now because of the shaycha. Now the other gear is the shiva. Of course, it's still used in modern Arabic. We use it today. You know, Shiva, the installator in use of the Shiva is initially meant a small hole, which was there for the purpose of venting, so that you could vent if instead of having the barrel blow, it could vent in case it was fermenting, over fermenting, and that vent hole would allow the guy to widen it a little bit to insert a straw or something. But in a chinami, if you don't have a vent hole, then you can allow goyim to transport your barrels or your bottles of wine nowadays without having any real kashash, because that's what we do. There's a very interesting historical sideline over here, which is that the whole Gemara was based on their type of barrels. And their type of barrels were solid material that was made out of earthenware, ferrous, and so on. But how about modern barrels? So Tosis brings that Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and remember the whole family was Osik and Wine, you know, Rashi's family, claimed that you couldn't use this Gemara to be sumach on the barrels that were in use in France, because those barrels were similar to our barrels, which are wooden pieces that are held together by these iron staves on the outside, and you could always force apart a little bit of the wood and get some wine out. And so therefore, he said that in contemporary barrels, this wouldn't apply, because the only Gemara's question was making a hole through something, but not where something itself is made in this fashion. And Tosis vehemently disagrees, the other Shittas and Tosis disagree with him. The Re especially says that the point that the Gemara is making is that we're never choshesh that somebody's going to do something to a barrel. Going to do something to the barrel, damages the barrel, may end up being very nickel. He's going to pull apart the barrel and be sure that he can seal it now properly and so on, and there's not going to be leakage of wine. That was never a question. The whole question was always to drill through the top, notice, or to replace the top. He doesn't see any basis for this hashash of the Rabbeinu Yitzchak.
Would be the stealing possibility for that? Because they say in this case they're down and they're over and they're about to reach their inside and get lost and that's it.
Yeah, so that's something else. That the Tosis actually points this out, that obviously you still need to be able to identify the barrel. If you can't identify the barrel, then how do you know that it wasn't a substitute? So there needs to be some way, and even if we're not kosher for picha because of tircha and so on, why wouldn't we be kosher for replacement? If you have a valuable wine and he's got something else he can replace it with, So there's got to be a way to actually identify things. And that's a different issue. Let's see, shall we continue? Or? We could do a little bit, yeah. Okay. Omar Rav. Zona avodat kochavim v'Yisrael misubimet. I suppose the guy's in a nightclub, and he's got these prostitutes over there on the table with him, and he's got, you know, some wine. I mean, of course, he's going to a nightclub. He's certainly going to bring his own wine. He's not going to chas v'sholem drink non-kosher wine in a white in the nightclub. The problem is that the girls on his lap may end up, you know, touching his wine. So that's what he's worrying about. Yeah. We have to be practical about these men. I've heard variants of it. So, in that case, interestingly, the wine remains mutter. Why? Because he may be very turned on. But just because the person is very turned on doesn't mean that he's ready to throw out the baby with the bathwater. In other words, he's turned on for the girl. He's not turned on for Abadus Gachavim or for Yayin Nesach. So why would he allow her to touch the wine? So therefore, Yitzra the Avera, fine. And he desires the girl. But Yitzra, the Yayin Nesach, we'll talk here for, but there's nothing about Yayin Nesach that's going to turn him on. Mamela, the wine is kosher. On the other hand, if it's Goyish clients in a Jewish nightclub, you see, so then the girls are Jewish girls. And now we've got the Goyim sitting around the table. Now the question is, does the Jewish nightclub hostess, can she protect the wine? I mean, she's very worried. The goyim are going to touch the wine. What am I going to do over here as a hostess? I mean, I have to be polite, but on the other hand, I can't allow the goyim to touch the wine. There, indeed, she cannot protect the wine. My time. Holy of the zila alayu, but rayu gurira. The problem over there is that she is being looked at as a piece of garbage by the client. So, therefore, she knows. And psychologically, she cannot possibly lead them. They lead her. In which case, if they're going to touch the wine, there's no way that she has any presence to be able to protect that wine. Therefore, we have to assume that the wine, she's led after them instead of vice versa. Yeah. Interesting. So, also, but again, la halacha, this was an issue that was discussed, la halacha, the question of nightclubs and wine in nightclubs. And there's a very interesting finish of the acronym of the post-it, which is that nowadays, because we are makel on Yayin, due to the fact that Goyim are not normally worshippers of Avodah Zarah, so we have all these kulas that we don't answer Ba'anoa, first of all. So people in general do not think very much of the Yisur of Yayin, Stam Yena. And it's very nafut, and that people will buy French wine and so on. So there, once somebody is ready to go into a nightclub, our assumption is that he will not be marked on the wine. It doesn't apply bismanenu because people don't have that sense of chumrah about the wine. It's like sort of a luxury thing. And luxury things you certainly are ready to throw out when you're going into a nightclub. I mean, it's expected. You drink the wine. You know, exactly. So then it's already looked at in a different way, and this whole Gemara would not apply to this money.
The problem with Yayin and music, the
wine, women, and song.
That itself is
obviously, he's got a Zayin on his lap. I mean, we're not talking about, unfortunately, this is a rather common situation. The Shaila is, listen, believe me, I've had Yeshiva Bochum asking this all the time. I mean, it seems crazy, but Halavai just a disco, but the Shaila is how far, I know it's crazy, but that's
crazy. Well,
we had that before, that the guy, any wine that a guy couldn't give to his getcha, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
he's not going to be Manasseh, so we didn't make a gezeira on it in the first place. It's not high quality. Yeah, very much so. That's the whole question, whether our pasteurization should really be called